tax on plastic bags. Could it be harmful to local businesses, or is it a sensible move which will have both green and financial benefits for Northern Ireland? The charge has been on the cards for years now, and from today you'll have to fork out 5 pence per bag to take your shopping home. The levy is supposed to slash the estimated 250 million bags a year that we only use once. Environment Minister Alex Atwood says it's designed to protect the environment.
I think the vast majority of people will be happy realising that plastic bags and single-use bags are a threat to our environment. If we have a wonderful, clean and green country in the north of Ireland, let's protect it. I think most people will see the benefit of this, and most people, the vast majority of people, will embrace this new proposal.
So are you embracing Alex Atwood's new proposal, or do you think it's an unnecessary burden for people already struggling to pay bills? Donald McFetridge, retail expert, joins us. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, Lisa.
What's your sense then on this being introduced today?
Well, I have mixed feelings on the matter, Lisa. I can see very, very clearly why we need a plastic bag tax in the first place. And when you look at the history of what's happened over the past decade in the South with the plastic tax and how very successful that's been, you can see why the Minister would be keen to introduce it here. And it's also been a phenomenal success in Wales. But I also see it from the point of view of the consumer. If the consumers do not embrace this levy and insist on picking up plastic bags every time they go to the supermarket, it could be costing them up to £150 a year, which they don't need to be spending, and particularly those in the lower socioeconomic groupings.
Well, if you're buying groceries for a large family and you've forgotten your bags, you could end up spending, you know, a pound every time you go.
Absolutely, or sometimes more. I actually have got my bags for life sitting very carefully in the hall when I recover from flu and manage to get back out to the shops. I haven't been caught so far by the 5p tax, which will this time next year, of course, rise to 10p. And some people are saying that we should have started with a higher price. There was fluctuation in the South over the actual price to be charged. The Minister's been very lenient by charging only 5p per levy at the minute, but as I say, next year that's going to rise to double that amount.
Well, here's hoping you do get better, Donald, and you're able to go out and go shopping. Glenn Roberts from the Northern Ireland Retailers Association is also with us. Glenn, what's your feeling then on the, especially this idea that it's introduced at 5p, but it could rise to 10?
Well, good morning. I have to say, firstly, that we do share the objectives behind this levy. We do need to reduce the amount of plastic bags in circulation, obviously, that ultimately end up in landfill. However, we don't believe that this type of levy is the way to do it. What we would rather have seen is actually what was put forward in Wales, where the retailers themselves actually keep the proceeds of this levy and reinvest them back into local community projects. I think that would have been a better scheme, rather than actually the DOE effectively just being a tax collector. And of course, it's our members that have to administer and collect and ultimately return this levy to the DOE. So we're very concerned that the impact that this is going to have to their red tape and administrative burden. These people our members are already struggling with a huge burden of red tape, and we're very concerned that this is going to add to that burden. But we have said that it should be capped at 5p. It should not move to 10p next year.
John Manley, you're the current CIPR Environmental Journalist of the Year, so you must have some reaction to what Glenn's saying there.
Yeah, well, first, can I preface this, Lisa, by saying, you know, over the last 8 months or so, I've been plagued by a pair of witch's knickers. Now, this is not some strange underwear fetish I have. It's the name given to a plastic bag that somehow finds its way into a tree and remains there for some time, flapping in the wind.
And is that a view from your house at the moment, John?
Yes, there's one of these, a sycamore tree in my garden, and for the last 8 months or so, there's been a mace bag 30 feet up, which shows no sign of biodegrading. Now, you know, I think this is great, piece of legislation. Now, I admit, you know, Glyn has concerns about how it's being administered and different things, and that's for maybe for him to sort out with the minister. But substantively, it's a good thing, you know. There's little enough legislation coming out of Stormont that isn't to do with MLAs, pay rises, or golden handshakes for their council friends, you know. So this is something that should be welcomed. And but I'll temper that by saying, like, it's not the most radical policy in the world. You know, there's a lot more we could be doing to reduce our waste.
I was in a supermarket yesterday, and to take Lynn's point, the shop worker there was telling me that they'd all been briefed and they'd been told that if they did not charge for a plastic bag, that it would be illegal. And she was worried that she could lose her job.
Right. Well, obviously that's down to possibly the poor communication and poor education on behalf of that particular retailer, Lisa.
Niall's in Belfast this morning.
We've all been aware this is coming.
Yeah, Niall's in Belfast this morning. Good morning, Niall.
Hello there. Just to say that one thing that's not being talked about is that this is actually a regressive tax that is being used to replace £4 million a year that was taken from the Department of the Environment's core budget. So actually, this is worse for the environment because the amount of litter that it's going to deter is nothing compared to the amount of enforcement against major pollution and waste.
Now, you're actually from Friends of the Earth, so I thought this was something that you would have been in favour of.
We're in favour, in principle, of a deterrent price for a plastic bag. What we're not in favour of is a levy-raising power to replace money that was taken from the DOE's core budget that is now being used to pay for boiler replacements for the middle classes.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa, can I just come in there? I mean, I very much take that point. That's why we wanted the Welsh scheme, where actually local retailers themselves can use the proceeds of this levy to reinvest in local community environmental projects. I think that would have been probably a fairer way of doing this. But the disappointing thing, lots of ideas, lots of suggestions to the department, whatever, to the various political parties, and we got very little traction. We got a limited amount of exemptions in terms of bags. And what we'll be doing, like, we will be working with the department to improve this scheme. We'll be working with their members to help any problems they have. But ultimately, we need to be looking at some sensible changes to this scheme. And I would hope that certainly after the first year of operation, there is a fundamental think about this levy. And let's see how we can improve it. We can better it. But we're going to work with the minister to try and do it. We're going to be constructive. But there are a number of sensible changes we can make.
David's in Killinchy. Good morning. And we don't seem to have David. Well, let's take it back to Niall then. Do you think that maybe that's the way forward, that, you know, work from within, try and get it tailored to suit people like yourselves?
Well, I mean, we've been so disappointed with the way that this has been going on for so long now. We first pointed this out back in 2000 and I think 2011. That this was actually a bit of a smokescreen for taking money from the DOE, that it should never have been taken from the DOE in the first place. This is all related to something called the Green New Deal, which was supposed to be government leveraging money from the private sector through a small amount of their investment, getting much more from the private sector to retrofit people's homes, to make warm homes, especially for our most vulnerable people. Gradually over time, this got eroded and eroded. Then we found out that the money was coming from the DOE's core budget would have to be paid for by plastic bag tax. So effectively, it's your environmental duty to buy plastic bags. This is a perverse way of taxing plastic bags, and it's not the deterrent it should be, because they actually need this money back from people.
Well, let's hear from Dr. Robert Carr from the Marine Conservation Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, Niall's making the point there that this really, the DOE's working as a tax collector as opposed to...
Not the DOE. No. The Stormont Executive in general. No, the DOE's had money taken off it that now they have to get back by people buying plastic bags. No, it's not that the DOE are being the tax collector here. It is that the DOE needs this money to make back up the money that's been taken from it that has now been spent, instead of retrofitting homes, is now being spent on a boiler replacement scheme that was an arbitrary decision made by Nelson McCausland last year that just came out of the blue.
Well, Dr. Robert Kerr from the Marine Conservation Society, what's your reaction then?
Well, Niall makes a very strong point there, and it's a shame that the money is going back to the executive, to the DOE, to replace money that's been taken out of its budget. At least the DOE has committed to spending this money on environmental programs and activities. But there's a couple of issues here. We keep referring to it as a tax. It's not a tax. We can avoid paying the 5p per bag if we take in our own bags. And also the figure that your first caller quoted of £150 per year, that's complete nonsense as to the impact on the household. There's about, as you said in the lead-up to this article, 250 million single-use carrier bags used in Northern Ireland every year. Based on the population, that's a use of 139 bags per man, woman and child. And even if everyone continued to buy at the same rate, that's only £6.95 per person. And evidence from the Republic of Ireland, from Wales, where I live, shows that consumption of these plastic bags does drop dramatically after the levy has been introduced.
Well, retail expert Donald McFetridge is still with us. Donald, the British Retail Consortium claims there's going to be massive confusion here among shop assistants and customers who haven't been well enough informed. Is that a very real fear?
I think actually some people this morning are going out there not aware of the fact that this plastic bag tax is going to be charged to them, and some people will dispute it, some people will be unhappy with it. But I think we will see what has happened in Wales and what has happened in the Republic of Ireland, that we will see a drastic reduction in the use of these plastic bag taxes. Someone referred there a minute ago, I don't know who it was, to the fact that my £154 calculation is wrong. I can actually send that to them, let them see how I've actually worked that out, and it's a very conservative estimate. It's an academic estimate, and it's not at all foolish or erroneous. But I think at the end of the day, what we want to see here, and leaving all the politics and all the administrative duties aside, is a reduction in the use of these plastic bags. And by introducing this charge, I think we're going to see that. That's really the long and short of it.
Yes, Teresa's on the line. Let's hear from Teresa first. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, what do you think then, Teresa?
Well, I think there shouldn't be a price put on the plastic bags at all this morning. I think all plastic bags should be removed from the shop completely, because I live away down here at the end of the Arts Peninsula, and the bags are hanging from the telephone wires, they're hanging from the trees, they're blocking up the drains, they're actually getting into the fields, the cows are eating them, the sheep are eating them. They're a real menace to society.
Mark's in Belfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, would you agree with Teresa there?
Oh, I agree with Teresa. Terribly unsightly, but I have to point out that anybody who takes umbrage at paying 5p tax can either do one of a number of things. They can buy their bags, or they can buy their bags for life and use them till they're worn out and buy another couple. Or alternatively, if they feel so exercised, as many of your callers this morning have, and I can't take them seriously at all, I have to say, because let's face it, how many people would bend over on a wet Friday evening to pick 5p off the street? They can just go out and have a big protest to complement the flag protest. We're going to have flags on one side, bags on the other. So there you go.
OK, Mark. Well, John Manley, the environmental journalist, still with us. John, fast food bags are exempt here. You know, you talk about having that lovely view of the witch's knickers in the tree outside your house. But surely you still will be looking at fast food bags littering the streets.
Yes, unfortunately so, but that's, I suppose, just a product of our health and safety conscious society. But I think the overwhelming feeling, though, this morning, Lisa, that you're sensing, even with Glyn, Niall and Donald to an extent, is that everybody's generally supportive of this thing, though. You know, you've never, the public reaction is very positive, and I think it should spur our politicians on further. You know, it's taken them 11 years after the Republic did this, you know, to get round to introducing legislation. And I might add, that was only as a result of the private members bill. This wasn't a Department of Environment initiative. You know, so really they should be listening to the public and this isn't nannyism. I think this is just about urging people, you know, it's about habit changing. And people are willing to have their habits changed, it seems.
Maureen's in Bessbrook. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I use the plastic bag. I hang it across the door. I put my rubbish into it, tie the handles and throw it in the bin. Now, what I'm wondering is, have they found out what substitute that the women in the south of Ireland use? Because as far as I know, every woman I talk to here does exactly the same thing with a plastic bag at the minute. And one of them says to me that she is going to continue.
If I may, I've got that.
You can just. I think Dr. Robert Kerr wants to respond to you there, Maureen. What can Maureen do then?
No, it's a very good point, and we saw this happen in the Republic of Ireland when they introduced their tax in 2002. There was a 77% increase in the sale of plastic kitchen bags, which equated to about 70 million bags, but there was a 90% reduction in the single-use carrier bags, equating to a reduction of 1 billion bags. So there was a net reduction overall, even taking into account the bags people were buying for the kitchen bins. There was a net reduction of 930 million bags.
So we're still using plastic bags.
Well, yeah. Can I come in there, Lisa? One thing I would say is that I think the good doctor's figures are slightly dodgy. And the figures from independent retailers and the likes of Tesco, the black bin liners sales soared by upwards of 80%. And actually what was happening is that the same amount of plastic was out the landfill. So they had this expensive scheme administered and everything else, and the same amount of plastic actually went to landfill. And what I would say is that even before any talk of this levy, our members were working hard to educate, to encourage, change their habits. Some of our members can point to a 40-50% reduction in plastic bag usage. Why? Educating, encouraging customers.
No, Glenn, that's a myth. I have seen no evidence whatsoever of this voluntary approach.
I can take you to members.
These people are meant to be entrepreneurs and innovators, and sometimes they react to change like some ancient religious order. You know, they really, come on, it's a simple levy that's being introduced. Work with it, you know, because the voluntary approach has not worked today.
I'm not saying we won't work with it. I'm just saying I think we could have got a better scheme, a better levy. I think we could have got it that it was not as burdensome on independent retailers who should be in this midst of this recession, spending all their time working in their stores, not having to administer and collect a levy on behalf of the DOE. So what we're saying is we should have had a better system, a fair system. A system would actually, in our view, would have worked. We should have had much more in terms of encouraging, working with consumers, not slapping a tax on them. We're all for change, and we stand.
You had time to take the initiative, Glenn, and you didn't.
We stand.
We've been talking about this for a decade.
Yes, we stand. What we're saying is, we thought there was a better way of doing this. Our members, even before there was any talk of a levy, before politically correct to talk about a levy, our members were working hard to address this issue. We put forward a number of alternatives, things like green rate, yes, and the Green New Deal. We were always very strong about, but our members have a strong environmental track record. So we were doing this before it was politically correct to talk about any sort of plastic bag levy. So we've been working hard. We're not opposed to change, but we want to see the right type of change that will work for the environment, work for consumers, and work for retailers.
I do agree the British Retail Consortium has been implementing some voluntary measures, and we've already seen shops that are already charging for bags, such as Aldi, Lidl, IKEA and M&S. But what the British Retail Consortium have said, that if other governments see reducing the use of carrier bags as a priority, they want the governments to take a lead and go beyond these voluntary measures.
But surely then, if you take it the step further, John Manley, if the idea is to reduce the number of plastic bags that are in use, if the sales of plastic bin liners just go through the roof this week, then surely that's a false economy, really.
Well, no, I take those figures with a pinch of salt. I think Glenn was saying they were provided by Tesco or whatever. No, Robert has pointed out that there's a net reduction in the use of plastic bags going to landfill or in use generally. And if it helps get rid of on-site, I know it's just an aesthetic superficial thing, but if it helps get rid of those witch's knickers from the sycamore tree out my back, I welcome it.
Well, it's not just an aesthetic thing as well. I mean, we take part in an annual beach clean and survey every year, which is part of the bigger international coastal cleanup. And in 2010, the International Coastal Cleanup reported that 15% of all animals that were found dead during this global survey had been entangled in plastic bags. And someone mentioned about the biodegradability of plastic bags. Plastic bags do not biodegrade. They just break down into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces until we can't see them. But they're still there in the environment, and they're still causing environmental damage.
Well, Mary's in Newry, Frank's in Oma, Malachy's in Belfast. Let's hear from you first, Malachy.
What I'd like to know, I can understand the environmental element of plastic bags, but why on earth are we taxing paper bags, which are environmentally friendly, they break down, there's no problem with them. We have them in America, handed out in America. Yeah. Why do we not have paper bags used here in Northern Ireland, and why should paper bags be taxed?
Okay, let's get Dr. Robert Kerr to respond to that. Do you have an issue from your Conservation Society's point of view with paper bags?
We have an issue with them being single use and people just using them for a few minutes to take the items home and then just throwing them away or scattering them in the street. We do live in a throwaway society. We've really got to change the culture and the attitude of shopgoers so that they reuse the bags that they take home. So we are working together in the Break the Bag Coalition in England. We've been active in Northern Ireland and Wales and Scotland. And if you look around the world, other countries have gone even further and they've banned plastic bags outright. Now, we're not sure if that's a good or bad thing for the UK, and I'd welcome British Retail Consortium's view on this.
Yes, I can understand plastic bags, no problem. I still don't understand paper bags. If I go to my chemist and I'm getting a prescription from my chemist, I've got to pay him £5.
No, I think medicines are exempt. You won't have to pay for the bag that you get medicine in.
Chemist, which has a notice up saying that they charge.
No, that is wrong. Yeah, I've got a copy of the regulations in front of me, and there is a specific exemption for any medical appliances or any medicines. You do not have to pay.
What about my pastry shop?
When you go and buy loose meat, loose vegetables, loose foods, you don't have to pay for the plastic bag or the paper bag that's put in. That's all clearly laid out in these new regulations.
Would it not be better to make people switch over to plastic to paper bags without giving any plastic bags whatsoever, which are environmentally friendly, break down, no problem?
No, but it's the manufacturer of paper bags that's favoured by some high street retailers. You know, it's more energy intensive. And, you know, they can lead to more water pollution and different things like this. So it's also a good environmental measure to clamp down on paper bags also. Let's use reusable bags.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's hear from Mary in Newry. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Lisa. I totally agree with using reusable bags and abolishing plastic bags. Years ago, when I was a young woman, I'm not that old yet, there was no such a thing as all these plastic bags being handed out to people. If you even buy a book, they'll say, they'll stick it in a plastic bag. Now, Lisa, I have to say, and I'm ashamed of our country, we're the dirtiest, filthiest people in the world as regards
litter. Here, here.
As regards litter, I'm ashamed. I have American tourists here. The roads are littered with plastic bags. They're hanging on trees. They're everywhere. People should get educated. Go abroad. Go to America. You'll not get too many plastic bags over there. And there should be a 20p levy on every plastic bag that's handed out. That's my opinion.
You sound very passionate about it, Mary.
I am extremely passionate. And I even asked my grandchildren, are they taught anything about litter? About this? God, the litter in this country is just disgusting. It's disgusting. And I am very passionate. And there should be a 20p levy on every plastic bag that's given out. That's my opinion, for what it's worth. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, no problem. Mary, thank you for calling in. I wonder how many of you out there agree with Mary that we are, you know, one of the filthiest people in the world, that we really do have a problem with litter.